All right, so if you're into paleontology and the history of science, then I think you're really going to enjoy this deep dive.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to unearth the story of the Bone Wars. And that was this crazy period in the late 1800s where the competition for fossil discoveries in the American West got so incredibly fierce. We're talking sabotage and accusation.
Oh, yeah. There were even rumors of dynamite being involved.
It was a wild
Yeah, it's
time.
a captivating look into the human side of science, you know.
Yeah.
Two brilliant paleontologists, Edward Drinker Cope and Othniel Charles Marsh, completely obsessed with outdoing each other.
Oh, wow.
Really a clash of titans,
Yeah.
all set against this dramatic backdrop of the Wild West.
And we're not talking about just any paleontologists.
No.
Their work led to the discovery of some of the most iconic dinosaurs like Triceratops,
All
Stegosaurus,
right.
Diplodocus.
Yeah.
These creatures that, I mean, come on, we all know them. They
Yeah.
still capture our imaginations even today.
Absolutely.
So where does this intense rivalry even begin?
Well, initially, Cope and Marsh, they were actually colleagues, even friends at the start.
Hmm.
But their personalities and their approaches to science were just fundamentally different.
Oh, okay.
Cope was a risk taker. He was based in Philadelphia, and he really favored this quick publication.
Got it.
He kind of embodied this independent, maverick spirit.
Interesting.
Marsh, on the other hand, he was a Yale professor,
Okay.
and he was much more methodical, well-connected,
Okay.
and extremely meticulous in his work.
Interesting. All right, so they had these really different personalities.
Yeah.
But how did things go so wrong? Is
What?
there a specific event that kind of ignited this scientific feud?
There were a few incidents, but the Elasmosaurus skull blunder really stands out.
Okay, the Elasmosaurus. What happened there?
Cope had reconstructed the skeleton of this marine reptile, but he mistakenly put the head on the tail end.
Wait, he put the head on the tail? You'd think he would have noticed that.
Yeah. Well, Marsh certainly did, and he publicly pointed out Cope's error, which, you know, is a huge humiliation for Cope.
Oh, yeah.
Really wounded him deeply.
Yeah, I bet.
There are even stories about Cope trying to buy back and destroy every single copy of the publication that had his mistake in it.
Oh, wow. That must have really stung.
It did.
I can see how that would escalate things.
It certainly did. But the real turning point, the event that marked the actual start of what we call the Bone Wars, was the discovery of Hadrosaurus.
Okay.
This duck-billed dinosaur was unearthed in New Jersey, and it caught Cope's attention.
Okay.
But Marsh, he was a cunning guy.
Uh-oh.
He bribed the miners
No way.
to send the fossils to him instead.
So he like stole the discovery from under Cope's nose?
Basically.
Yeah. That's ruthless.
That was the nature of the Bone Wars. It was this constant battle for the first claim on a fossil site, getting the naming rights to these new species,
Oh, wow.
and ultimately, you know, for those scientific bragging rights.
Yeah.
And with the American West just opening up at the time, a vast, unexplored territory that was just brimming with fossils, the stage was set for their rivalry to explode.
So it was like a paleontological gold rush. These two guys, these two paleontologists racing across the Wild West with their teams, each trying to outmaneuver the other to uncover the next big fossil find.
Exactly. And it wasn't just about the thrill of discovery, you know.
Right.
These fossils represented scientific prestige, funding opportunities, and, you know, a chance to solidify their place in the history of paleontology.
Yeah.
It was a high-stakes game. It was fueled by ambition and, at times, desperation.
One of the stories that really stuck out to me was the discovery at Como Bluff in Wyoming.
Oh, yeah.
Both Cope and Marsh had their teams digging there simultaneously.
Yes, Como Bluff was incredibly rich with dinosaur fossils.
Wow.
The tension there must have been so thick you could cut it with a knife, you know.
Oh.
Rival teams working just yards apart, desperately trying to uncover the next major find before the other team.
That's wild.
It's almost hard to fathom that level of an intense competition at one single dig site.
It does make you think about how many scientifically valuable specimens might have been damaged or lost in all the frenzy, all in the name of this crazy rivalry.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the Bone Wars led to some questionable
Yeah,
practices.
I bet.
Fossil sites were plundered, bones were broken in all the haste,
Oh, wow.
and crucial data was lost in this mad rush to claim victory.
Oh, man.
It really does highlight the potential for ambition and rivalry to have those unintended consequences, even when you're pursuing knowledge.
It sounds like this rivalry didn't stay confined to just the fossil fields either.
No, it did not.
This feud between Cope and Marsh eventually made its way into the corridors of power in Washington, D.C.
That's right. Marsh, he used his connections to secure a very powerful position.
Okay.
He became the chief paleontologist of the U.S. Geological Survey.
Oh, wow.
And this gave him significant influence over funding.
I bet.
And, well, he used that power to cut off Cope's financial support.
So the rivalry went beyond just digging up bones. It became about controlling the resources and the funding.
Yeah.
Like the very future of paleontology in America.
It did. And Cope, he wasn't going to go down without a fight.
Oh, I bet.
Desperate to regain his footing, he invested in a silver mine, which, unfortunately for him, failed spectacularly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This financial ruin set the stage for a dramatic escalation in their rivalry.
Oh, man.
Buckle up. Things are about to get even wilder. So Cope's facing financial ruin, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's desperate. He wants to expose Marsh.
Yeah.
So he takes this really drastic step.
What did he do?
He went to the press.
Oh, wow. So that's when things get really interesting.
Yeah.
This is where the Bone Wars go public.
Exactly. In 1890, Cope approached the New York Herald.
Okay.
A prominent newspaper at the time.
Right.
And he revealed everything, all of Marsh's alleged wrongdoings, from, you know, scientific errors to accusations of financial mismanagement.
He just put it all out there.
Oh, yeah. The newspaper, they sensed a juicy story.
Of course.
And they published a front page expose titled Scientists Wage Bitter Warfare.
Wow. The Bone Wars playing out on the front page.
Yeah.
That must have been a huge deal in the scientific community.
It was a sensation.
Wow.
This public feud splashed across all the headlines. It led to congressional investigations, budget cuts to scientific research.
Oh, wow.
It even ultimately resulted in Marsh losing his very prestigious position at the U.S. Geological Survey.
So Cope got some revenge, but at a pretty big cost to the field of paleontology as a whole.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that there was damage to some fossil sites and that valuable data was lost.
Yeah, and this public spectacle, it just further tarnished the reputation of American paleontology.
Right.
It made people start questioning the integrity of scientific practices.
Mm.
And, you know, it raised questions about the potentially destructive nature of these personal rivalries in science.
Yeah.
It actually took years for the field to recover from the fallout of the Bone Wars.
It's kind of a sad part of the story. But despite this bitter rivalry, Cope and Marsh did make incredible contributions to paleontology, right?
Oh, absolutely.
They discovered over 100 new dinosaur species between them.
I mean, they significantly expanded our understanding of prehistoric life.
And their discoveries helped fuel that public fascination with dinosaurs that continues to this day.
Yeah, I mean, they introduced the world to these iconic creatures like Triceratops, Stegosaurus, Diplodocus.
It's amazing to think that their work essentially brought these long extinct creatures back to life, even if just in our imaginations.
It is pretty amazing. However, even those discoveries weren't immune to the shadow of the Bone Wars.
Really?
Yeah, the Brontosaurus, that iconic long-necked giant.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a case of misidentification.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Marsh had placed the wrong skull on an Apatosaurus skeleton.
Wait, so the Brontosaurus, as we all know it, it never actually existed.
That's right.
It was a mistake that came about because of this rush to publish.
Yeah, a mistake born out of that constant need to be the first.
It's kind of wild to think about that.
It is. And the crazy thing is that error, it wasn't corrected for decades.
Wow.
And it really is a perfect example of how the pressure to outdo each other, you know, led to hasty decisions and scientific inaccuracies.
Yeah.
The debate about the validity of the Brontosaurus actually continues even today.
Wow. So this rivalry, with its mix of groundbreaking discoveries and these damaging consequences, it raises a pretty important question.
Yeah.
What does it tell us about the nature of scientific progress?
Mm.
Was this accelerated pace of discovery even worth the cost?
That's a complex question. There's no easy answer. The Bone Wars, they definitely show how ambition and competition can be powerful motivators for scientific advancement. I mean, without that drive to outdo each other, Cope and Marsh might not have made so many of these incredible discoveries.
That's a good point, but it also reveals this darker side to scientific ambition, right?
Must do.
Their rivalry, it led to the destruction of these valuable fossils, the publication of inaccurate information, and this damaging public feud that ultimately hurt the reputation of American paleontology.
It does. It reminds us that the pursuit of knowledge, while essential, needs to be guided by ethical principles and a respect for the scientific process.
Right.
Collaboration, careful analysis, and transparency. These are all crucial to ensure the integrity of scientific findings.
So in a way, the Bone Wars serve as a cautionary tale, highlighting the potential dangers of this unchecked ambition.
And the importance of fostering a more collaborative and ethical scientific culture.
Absolutely. We can learn from these mistakes of the past and strive to create an environment where scientists are encouraged to work together, to share their findings openly, and to prioritize the pursuit of knowledge over personal gain.
The Bone Wars happened over a century ago, but the question remains, could something similar happen today? Are we still vulnerable to these kinds of destructive rivalries?
Well, scientific practices have definitely evolved significantly since the days of Cope and Marsh. The pressures of competition, they haven't disappeared.
Scientists still face intense pressure to secure funding, to publish their findings, and to be the first to make groundbreaking discoveries.
And those pressures can sometimes lead to some, well, questionable practices or even unethical behavior.
That's why it's essential to have these open discussions about the ethics of scientific research, to promote collaboration, and to ensure that the pursuit of knowledge is conducted with integrity.
And to remember that ultimately science should be about understanding the world around us, not just individual achievements.
Exactly. The goal should be to advance our collective understanding of the natural world and to use that knowledge for the betterment of humanity.
Speaking of understanding the world, let's shift our focus to the lasting legacy of the Bone Wars. What was their ultimate impact on the field of paleontology?
Well, despite all the damage caused by the rivalry, Cope and Marsh did lay the groundwork for the future of American paleontology. Their discoveries, even those with errors, contributed significantly to our understanding of dinosaurs.
It's incredible that they opened up this whole new world, sparking a fascination with prehistoric life that continues to inspire so many.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And while their rivalry may have been destructive, it also ignited a passion for paleontology that ultimately benefited the field in the long run.
I find it fascinating that these two men, driven by rivalry and ambition, could simultaneously advance and damage the field they were so passionate about. It's such a complex and paradoxical legacy.
It really is. The Bone Wars, they show us that scientific progress isn't always this straightforward path. It's a human endeavor, shaped by both the brilliance and the flaws of the people who pursue it.
And sometimes those flaws can have a lasting impact, for better or for worse.
It really makes you think about that human element of science. It's not always just about those cold, hard facts, stories. There's passion, ambition, ego,
Definitely.
even pettiness sometimes.
Absolutely. The Bone Wars, they remind us that science is ultimately a human endeavor.
And scientists, well, they're just like anyone else. They're susceptible to all those complexities of human nature.
So thinking about Cope and Marsh's legacy now, what do you think they would make of paleontology today?
That's a good question.
I mean, the technology, the global collaborations, the ethical guidelines, it's all such a vastly different landscape than what they were working in.
I think they would be absolutely astonished by the advancement, I mean, the sophisticated imaging techniques, DNA analysis, international collaborations, things we just take for granted today. All of that would have been unimaginable in their time.
It's almost tempting to think that with all these tools and resources, maybe they could have put aside their rivalry and worked together, combined their talents, made even greater discoveries.
It's a fascinating thought. However, knowing their personalities, I suspect even with all the modern technology, that competitive spirit, it might have persisted.
Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe they were found new ways to outdo each other.
Like what?
Like racing to publish the most detailed 3D models of dinosaur skeletons. Or maybe battling over the latest genetic sequencing data.
It's kind of amusing to picture them in this modern context, still trying to one-up each other. But it does really speak to that enduring power of ambition, the drive to leave a mark on the world.
It does. And speaking of leaving a mark, I think the most important takeaway from the Bone Wars for our listeners is to, channel that ambition, that competitive spirit, but in a positive direction. Focus on collaboration, on pushing those boundaries of knowledge, but ethically and responsibly.
Because ultimately, science is a collective effort.
It's about building upon the work of others, sharing knowledge, and working towards a common goal, a deeper understanding of the world around us.
And who knows, maybe one of our listeners will make a discovery that rewrites the textbooks. just like Cope and Marsh did. But hopefully, their journey will be marked by collaboration and a shared passion for science,
mm-hmm.
not the destructive rivalry that really defined the Bone Wars.
Yeah, well said.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into this fascinating, often chaotic world of the Bone Wars.
Yeah.
It's a story that reminds us of both the incredible potential and those potential pitfalls of scientific ambition.
Definitely. It's a story that continues to resonate even today.
Right.
Offering valuable lessons about the nature of scientific progress and the importance of conducting research ethically and responsibly.
And we hope you found this deep dive insightful and engaging.
We did too.
Keep that sense of wonder about the natural world alive. And remember, the pursuit of knowledge when guided by integrity and collaboration can lead to some truly remarkable discoveries.
Absolutely.